Chapter 5, The Value of Confession. It is necessary that there be a continual confession of our redemption from Satan's dominion, and that he no longer rules us with condemnation nor fear of disease. We hold fast to this confession, as our confession is Satan's defeat. We believers do not ask to be healed, because we have been healed. We do not ask to be made righteous, because we have been made righteous. We do not ask to be redeemed, for our redemption is an absolute fact. In the mind of the Father, we are perfectly healed and perfectly free from sin, because he laid our diseases and our sins upon his Son. His Son was made disease with our sins. He was made sick with our diseases. In the mind of Christ, we are perfectly healed, because he can remember when he was made sin with our sins, when he was made sick with our diseases. He remembers when he put our sin and our diseases away. In the mind of the Holy Spirit, we are absolutely free from both, for he remembers when Christ was made sin, and when he was made sick. He remembers when he raised Jesus from the dead. Christ was free from our sin and our sickness. Both had been put away before his resurrection. The Word declares that by his stripes we were healed. The whole problem is our recognition of the absolute truthfulness of that word. It is not good taste to ask him to heal us, for he has already done it. This truth came with a shock when I first saw it. He declared that we are healed, therefore we are. The only problem now is to get in perfect harmony with his word. If he declares we are healed, then our part is to thank him for the work he has already accomplished. I feel I should introduce another subject for a moment, that is, the renewing of our minds. It is only the renewed mind that can grasp these truths. Your spirit has been recreated, but not your mind. Heretofore, it has received all of its knowledge through the senses, so it must be renewed. Romans 12:2, and be not fashioned according to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God. The same truth is brought out in Titus 3:5, Ephesians 4:23, and Colossians 3:10. Not by works done in righteousness which we did ourselves, but according to his mercy he saved us, through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit. And that ye be renewed in the spirit of your mind and put on the new man, that after God hath been created in righteousness and holiness of truth, and have put on the new man, that is being renewed unto knowledge after the image of him that created him. This renewing of the mind comes through meditation and action on the word. As soon as one is born again, he should ask the Holy Spirit to come in and make his home in his body. Luke 11:13 shows the Father's attitude in regard to it. How much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? As surely as we ask him, so surely will the Spirit make his home in our bodies. The renewed mind sees that all there is to be done for its healing is to praise the Father for it. It says, "My diseases were laid on Christ, and he put them away. I am healed. I thank the Father that it is done. The pain may be there. The soreness may be in evidence. These are only the testimony of the senses. We refuse to listen to the witness of our senses. We accept the word of God and act upon it. As surely as God sits on the throne, he will make that word good in us. We do not ask for power, for he who is the power is in us. We do not ask for wisdom, for Christ was made wisdom unto us. We do not ask for redemption, for he is our redemption. We do not ask for sanctification, for he has made unto us sanctification. We do not ask for righteousness, because he has made unto us righteousness. This faith life is the most beautiful thing in the world. We step out of the old sense realm where we have lived. We have always lived with Thomas. He said, John 20:25, "Except I shall see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." Jesus met him and said, "Reach hither thy finger, and see my hands, and reach hither thy hand, and put it into my side, and be not faithless, but believing." Then Thomas cried, "My Lord and my God." But Jesus said to him, "Because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen, and yet have believed." We should not need the evidence of the senses. Let us rest on the Word. Ephesians 1:3, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenlies in Christ." You are in the family. Everything that the Father has belongs to the children. You are one of them. You have been blessed. God meets man where he is. Most of the healings that were performed by the apostles and early church were among men and women who had not yet become Christians. They were heathens, or they were Jews. Healing was God's method of advertising, God's method of revealing himself to the natural mind. Jesus was an intrusion into the sense realm. The church, the new creation, was an invasion into the sense realm. But today, the sense knowledge men have invaded the church and taken it captive. The sense realm is the realm of the natural man. That is, the man who believes only what he can hear, taste, smell, feel, or see. God's intrusion into that realm in the person of his Son as head of the church was a miraculous invasion. Mark 16:16-21 gives us evidence for this. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that disbelieveth shall be condemned, and these signs shall accompany them that believe. Our confession imprisons us or sets us free. A strong confession coupled with a corresponding action on the word brings God on the scene. Holding fast to one's confession when the senses contradict shows that one has become established in the word. A Satan-inspired confession is always dangerous. Remember that he brought that disease, put it upon you. Your acknowledgement of the disease is like signing for a package that the express company has left you. Satan then has the receipt for your disease. You have accepted it. Surely he hath borne our sickness and carried our diseases. Is God's receipt for our perfect healing? A positive confession dominates circumstances, while a vacillating confession permits circumstances to govern one. Your confession is what God says about your disease. A negative confession will make the disease stronger. Then your confession heals or keeps you sick. The confession of your lips should have your heart's full agreement.